Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're getting the final tallies for the two food play-in winners. We've got the Peace-a-thon Thanksgiving food bracket's going to be taken over for the next 25 minutes or so, but also taking over, I want to make sure I get the title right, it is the Executive Director of Sandlot Children's Charity. Is that an acceptable title?
Yes, I will accept that.
Okay, is that the wrong title?
No, that's correct.
Oh, okay, good, because I thought you were saying no, that's wrong. It is, in fact, Adrian Majors. How are we looking and how are we doing so far?
You guys are incredible. Thank you so much for having us and helping spread the love even more this year. It's going really well. You guys are on till 7, but the auction's up until 11 p.m.
So, love it. Yeah. Love it. And I swear I'm not being sarcastic about this. We just added 5 one-night stays at Embassy Suites. Mm-hmm. I don't want you guys to make fun of me, but you might. I think that Embassy Suites is pretty much the fanciest place in the world because they have that glass elevator on the inside and you can see the rest of the hotel. Mm-hmm. My wife is like, "Do you really?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's awesome."
You've never been in a glass elevator before?
I think it's super cool. Everywhere I go that has one is fancy. And the place I think of it is Embassy Suites.
I get it. The one out by Rough Riders. That's the one that the first one I was ever in that I was like, this place is amazing. It's
yes.
really cool.
And we have a really cute picture of the kids all standing against the glass in that elevator.
That's nice.
During a staycation.
So, Adrian, a little earlier today, somebody texted in and said, "Love what you guys do. Can you talk a little more about the two places you're working with?"
Sure.
And you happen to have, this is kind of fascinating, the luxury of having worked at both. And so so can you give us a little more information on both MP and Sandlot?
Of course, yeah. So My Possibilities has
been
around.
And you can loosen up a little bit. You don't have to be so stiff.
I'm very
goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to relax.
Relax just a little
bit. Do you have a glass of wine for me?
Oh, my gosh. Nope.
Oh, darn. Well, so My Possibilities was started by some moms in the area who had kids that were getting ready to graduate out of the special education program and were looking for what their next step was going to be and found that there really wasn't anything of substantial quality in the area. So thus became My Possibilities. So it exists to support adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities through continued education, vocational training, job placement, those sorts of things. And they've got a beautiful campus in Plano that was built ground up just for them. Nice front and center, just a really great space for them to build community and find their place in that community. So really amazing program, been around 17 years, yeah. I'm looking over at my sidekick over here for the nod. Yes, 17 years.
Do we get to know that her name is Hope or no?
Her name is Hope Wackett. She lives at, no, I'm just kidding. So she's Hope. She's the marketing and communications manager over at My Possibilities right now. So if you're bidding on stuff, you'll get to meet her whenever you come pick your stuff up. So that's My Possibilities. So adults 18 and up. They have started some vocational training programs for kids that are in that 14 to 22-year-old range, which is really cool. So kind of tapping into that a little bit. And then the Sandlot Children's Charity was founded by Texas Rangers' very own Jared Sandler back in 2017, so going on 8 years, and really supported organizations that provide inclusive or adaptive sports programs for kids with disabilities. So that's either physical or intellectual. And historically, that's been through a grant process. So those organizations would apply, and Sandlot would have our signature marquee event, Swinging for a Cause,
yep,
to raise funds to then grant out to those different organizations. And My Possibilities happens to be one of the organizations that the Sandlot has supported over time. So after I spent 8 years at NP, I'm now at the Sandlot, and it's just bringing all the worlds together.
And I think it's really cool that all those worlds have come together, and especially for this particular event, because we do lots of stuff with Sandlot as well. In fact, the table to sit with us at the Sandlot Swinging for a Cause went for $5,000.
It sure did.
Which was
the most in the history of the auction.
The most in the history. That's right.
All the clapping. More than Sean and RJ and G-Bag Nation combined.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
On your face.
In?
That's a long story.
Moving on.
Not listen. I'm just kidding.
Adrian, thank you. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about the organizations? Because somebody has a question.
Oh, somebody has a question?
Yeah.
Go for it.
And for all the people saying that, yes, she is. From the 214, we all want to know how her eye is doing after Corey accidentally hit it.
Can you believe we're still together after that? He tried to.
Yeah, just because I know the backstory, but otherwise I would be like, no.
His excuse of who lays with their eyes open is like the most poorly thought of.
It was dark. There's no reason to have your eyeballs open. Your eyelids would have protected you in the situation.
I don't know. The force in which your thumbnail entered my eye probably was going to damage things no matter what.
Cool.
What? It's what happened.
Corey, do you want to apologize?
I did.
He did.
Profusely.
He felt
multiple times.
Guilty and ended up buying roses after he was guilted.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody did guilt me into getting her flowers. But I got him anyway, you know, so that's
a
good thing.
He did. He got points for that.
I just was going to move my pillow. And then
I just don't understand
her face happened to be in the wrong spot.
Noted.
Like, feels like the apology was really heartfelt.
You know what?
Clearly, there's still some lingering issues.
Time to go get some more roses.
Well, Adrian, thank you very much for everything that you do. She is the person that puts all this stuff up on the website. She for our auction, and you've been doing that for what, the last 5-6 years now?
Yes.
Nine years.
Nine. Wow, good gosh.
I know. Y'all started before I did, so I like to make sure that that's clear, that you guys were working with MP before I got to hang out with them. And you guys do all the work. I mean, this is a labor of love for sure. The amount of time and effort that goes into collecting all of these things. I know Kevin does a whole lot. Jess is super helpful with just gathering all the items. And just to everyone that donates pieces to the piece-a-thon.
Yeah.
It's really incredible team effort. And I just happen to have the tech capability to be able to throw it up on the web. So.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Will you check your email in about 90 seconds?
Yes. I will continue to add things.
And everything. And I need you to do more work.
My laptop while I'm sitting right here.
Kevin did have a sign. I had a sign up on his desk at the newspaper, and I said, Kevin is he makes
slave driver.
Yeah. And he said, and he wrote on the sign, get back to work sign. And so, yeah, that's essentially how Kevin is.
Well,
it's like, you've done a lot of good things. Now work.
Well, and I've really enjoyed working with Kevin on the auction. He and I are very similar-minded, as you guys have probably already attested to on the show many a times, but we both are very nitpicky about things. So I was telling Corey how much I appreciate his editor-style review process of the information once it goes on the web and all the efforts. And then the MP team was crushing it with taking photos and retaking photos and giving me all the stuff that I needed. So huge team effort.
Awesome. Thank you very much for jumping on with us. Alec, do you have the top two vote getters from our group of food?
I do. The overwhelming favorite was deviled eggs.
I thought I saw that.
Deviled eggs was the overwhelming favorite. And then it was really close between collard greens and cornbread.
Okay.
Cornbread. will be the final seed.
Ooh. All right.
You're going to eat that cornbread.
So I have printed out brackets for all of you to discuss, and I...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I want the fans and the Tolos to be prepared because you may be called into action as the tiebreaker. 877-881-1053. In case you want to know about the process, I got votes from 22 different people, mostly folks across the station, but I reached out to a couple of others as well. If you want to know the history of this event, because I'm a nerd and I did that as well. The inaugural champion in 2020, Rolls. 2021, ham. 2022 and 23, stuffing.
You've been keeping track
yes,
of this?
Yes, of course I have.
Oh my gosh.
And then last year, for the first time ever, it took the fifth year for turkey to win the Thanksgiving food bracket.
Where are the crab rangoons?
It did not get any votes, including from you, who did not vote for it.
That's because I don't like them.
Okay. So, and here's what I want to point out. For the purposes of making this easier, we have combined stuffing and dressing. I know there can be some differences, but we could not get agreement on how that should be split up. Here we go. Number one seed, turkey versus cornbread. Mm-hmm. Alec, we're going to start with you. Turkey or cornbread?
That's tough. That's my favorite entree against my favorite side, so I kind of hate this. Mm. My heart's already going to be broken, but I do think if you know what you're doing when you prepare the turkey, it is better than ham. So I'm going with the turkey.
Kevin, I've learned two things.
Yep, you.
I've learned two things here. One, you do have to have good seasoning on the turkey. All right. Brine that sucker. Mm-hmm. All right.
And don't dry it out.
Use Meat Church's approach. Mm-hmm. Two, screw doing the whole turkey. Just do the turkey breast.
That's right.
That's okay. The best way to do it now because
love
that
breast.
Way you can, yeah, it, breasts are fantastic. And so you do it that way, and you're going to have a much more supple cool. and juicy meat to, available on the table.
Derek? Yeah,
I do. I got to love breast, you know?
Thank you.
Nothing like good. Turkey breast.
It was the 5 o'clock hour last year.
We were doing this. This is the first matchup.
We have to do 15 of these.
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go. Cornbread, see you later.
Oh!
I'm going with the turkey.
All right, so turkey. I would have voted for cornbread, but turkey sweeps through.
Twitch also says turkey.
Okay.
All right, turkey it is.
Defending champion moves on to the quarterfinals. It's a...
Oh, no.
Jess did not do this bracket right. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Wow.
I asked her if she knew how to... I think she only got one out of place.
Okay.
No, she has a few. All right.
Throwing her under the bus. I love it.
Sorry.
Wow, you're going to be buying flowers.
Where is the flower shop on the way home?
Gracious. All right. Well, we're just going to go with it as it is.
Okay.
The number three seed mac and cheese against pecan pie.
Is it Mike's pecan pie?
No.
It's Mom's pecan pie. And I'm good on the pie. Let's go with the mac and cheese.
Cosine.
I'm going to go with pecan pie as long as Mike didn't make it.
Ah, man, it looked like
that thing was burnt.
Looked like you could cover up a hole in the road with that thing.
You could fill a pothole with it.
Alex.
Yeah, what was that?
It was like you understand cooking. You go mac and cheese or pie? Pecan pie.
The pie is great, but mac and cheese is better.
Mac and cheese.
Kevin.
We've got a 50-50 here.
I just got a text from your wife.
Shoot.
Said he totally approved it. So.
Okay.
She's you want those right flowers? Should I just tell the flower people to come here now?
For the purposes of this, yes.
All right. Pecan pie or I'm going pecan pie.
It's too late.
Mac and cheese.
We already took care of that.
All right. The number five seed rolls against the number 12 seed candied yams.
It's not Thanksgiving without rolls. It's just
fact,
not.
Previous champion. I also vote rolls.
Oh.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Keep rolling.
Hey, that's three, Alec. Were you going to go with candied yams?
Come on, you're not a candied yam person.
I'm going rolls. I feel the peer pressure.
Okay. All right.
I like candied yams. But
I hope Mike listens to this segment so he can see other people vote for rolls.
Also on Twitch.
Number seven seed, mashed potatoes against the number 10 seed, ham.
Easy.
I'm going to go with mashed potatoes because ham is not necessarily Thanksgiving for me. It's always been there. But turkey is the meat.
Ham is a previous champion in 2021.
That was a mistake.
3 full years before turkey.
Mickey Mouse ring.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to vote ham.
Oh.
Well, you better believe I'm also feeling that same thing, but those mashed potatoes can be tempting. But go ahead and give me the ham.
Oh, no.
Oh, that means it's a tie. Would you like to turn it over to Jacob in the studio or give it to the people? Well.
Oh.
Whatever.
I say give it to the people, Kevin.
Okay, 877.
The more the merrier.
881.
It's the season of giving.
105.3 The Fan. Ooh. Mashed potatoes or ham? Oh, let us know.
It's mashed potatoes.
It's mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
easy.
Well, it's not because it's a tie. So we'll see.
3-2 in here with the ham. No, 4-2 now.
Okay,
ham
well,
over the
we'll just hold off on the final.
Right now, it's 3-2 for the. Nope, 4-2.
Stop it.
For mashed potatoes on the fan test.
Stop it. Next one.
Ham is nasty from the 903.
The number 8 seed, sweet potato casserole versus the number 9 seed, cranberry sauce.
How are these higher than ham?
Because that's what y'all voted for.
Or
I don't think I remember
somebody
doing that.
Did the seeding.
If you want to see the vote count, it's right here.
Kevin, I think I'm going to go with sweet potato casserole because I told you the other day I don't really have much use for cranberry sauce. Okay. I understand some people say it cuts through, Sean, but I'm a sweet potato casserole person.
Derek,
Alec? I'm going to go with the SPC on this one.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the song Zombie, so I'm going to go with cranberry sauce.
Okay, I think they're both trash, so I'm going to throw it over to Jacob. Do you want sweet potato casserole or cranberry sauce?
Oh, man. I'll go with the sweet potato casserole.
Don't go back to him.
Sweet potato casserole advances. Have we come to a consensus? Did you spell potato
I'll tell you this. She put an E on it. Jess texted and said she thinks mashed potatoes, and she thinks she should get an extra vote after the
way
you treated her.
That's right.
Don't. Does that match up with what the people think? Any of y'all can give me an answer on that.
It looks pretty
50-50. Yeah, mashed potatoes is pretty 50-50, so yeah. I don't think Jess should be the decider.
Number six.
Yep, I'd give it to I stopped.
God. If you had what time is Kevin going to stab himself in the neck with a pen? I think you might be closing
then
in.
Then every
on
year you should pick this time because this is the should. Time when we do this, you and this is when really Kevin goes should. Insane.
The number 6 seed, pumpkin pie, against the number 11 seed, gravy.
Dang. Is this giblet gravy or giblet gravy or just regular
gravy? When I
talked
to Parker yesterday, I said, hey, do you want me to get that gravy again that we mixed in your mouth on the floor and made him sick? That sounds weird if you don't know the story. I'm going to vote gravy. It can be whatever gravy you want.
I love pumpkin. I can't believe pumpkin pie and gravy are in the same bracket right now.
Me too.
So I can't believe, who did that?
This is the matchup. They're just in the wrong spot in the bracket.
I am going for pumpkin pie, although I think gravy is very important.
All right, it's 1-1. Alec.
You pumpkin pie haircutted freak you.
God. Don't send me any sunset pictures right now.
Dang,
he will snap.
I dumped on the pie earlier. I can't do it this time. Gravy is great. Pumpkin pie.
You dumped on a pie?
Gross. That's why Mike's pie looked like that.
Did you?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it was. That was Mike's dump pie.
That's what I bleed out. I'm sorry, Alec. What was your vote?
It was pumpkin pie.
All right. Derek?
I'm good. Give me the gravy, baby.
All right. Let's go. It is 2-2.
Again.
For the purposes of me not going insane, Jacob, pick a winner.
Pick right.
Yep.
That's right.
That is gravy.
Walking your number. Jeez.
Let's go to the next one where we got some upstarts here. The number 13 seed, Potatoes Au Gratin, versus Green Bay Casserole. Green bean casserole.
Whoa, Green Bay's playing?
Which Green Bay casserole. Does that come with the Spanish artichoke dip?
That's one of the potential three games tomorrow.
Does it come on a training table?
The green bean casserole, right, which got the third most first place votes, but is the number 4 seed.
I'll go with
potatoes.
We already have potatoes.
Like
we already have mashed
ones,
potatoes.
Right?
Yeah,
I'll go
Green Bay casserole.
For the 682, LMAO, Kevin is drunk. all right, Derek, Alec.
Potatoes are gross is not going to be my pick. I'm going with the Green Bay casseroles as they scramble to the next line.
All right, Alec, we don't need your
welcome
vote.
To the GBC.
All right.
Appreciate that.
And so finally, one of the play-in winners, Deviled Eggs, is a 15 seed. Gets the number 2 seed, stuffing/dressing, which won in both 2022 and 2023.
This is a 15 seed taking down the number 2 for me. Deviled eggs every year. First thing I do, grab a couple deviled eggs. Grandma, she knew. She knew it was going to happen.
I'm not going to lie. I'm with you. The deviled eggs, except I'm not taking them.
Oh, my God. You just said you were with me.
I'm with you, as I was saying
some
things. Deviled eggs are great. They definitely make my farts stink really bad. So we got to have those out there to do it. But there's nothing
evacuate
like,
the room. You
there's,
know?
There's just nothing like stuffing, you know? Mm-hmm. Just getting that stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever, actually stuff stuffing into a turkey?
Oh, man. Jam it in there.
I just want to point something out. And I needed to double check this. Corey said that's his go-to.
Stuff
Here's
it.
Corey's vote for Thanksgiving food.
Oh, no.
Pumpkin pie, turkey, and gravy.
Yeah, and not a
not deviled eggs. Yeah. Not on the list.
You love them so
I
much.
I love them. They're the first thing I do.
I said you could have 3 to 5 options, and he took 3.
I totally forgot about them.
All right.
But I always forget about them until I get there.
I'm in for the stuffing.
Stuffing.
I'm stuffing.
Alec, what say you?
You're stuffing.
This is tough.
Don't let him push you around.
This is tough.
You're your own man, Alec.
Yeah.
Huh. We'll see.
Stuffing.
I'm going with, in my household, it's called dressing. I'm going with dressing.
All right. Stuffing/dressing.
Dressing. We're getting some dressing.
This is y'all's fault. Leads 2-1. I'm going to go to Jacob because both of these foods
are trash. He ruins everything.
What say you, stuffing/dressing or deviled eggs?
Are you the stuffing type?
I've never heard of dressing, but I'm going to go with stuffing here.
Perfect.
Finally, stuffing you got something right.
Advances in Corey's face.
Just do the undressing. And
let's move to the quarterfinals. I believe the only previous champion that is now out is Ham. Turkey.
Wait. So mashed potatoes did advance?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
From the 682 Pride of Mansfield, bleep you, bro. Deviled eggs are better.
I love both of them.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Like I love both of them.
Turkey against macaroni and cheese. The quarterfinal matchup between the one and the three seed for some reason.
There's just so many so many starches on this page.
Yes.
I think I'm just going to continue rolling turkey on this one.
This hurts my heart. I hate this matchup.
Need some protein, boys.
Yeah, I mean.
Alec can't make mac and cheese.
I was told I'm not allowed to, okay?
Why?
Don't worry about that.
I know.
Anybody in attendance, I'll show you the text. But I'm going to go with turkey.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, I'm going with the bird.
Oh.
The bird is the word.
The bird is the word. Now, this is a combination that can go well, but only one can advance to play turkey in the semis. It's rolls against mashed potatoes.
Mm.
A lot of carbs.
That is a lot of carbs. That's why we can only choose one.
It's the fast day of the year. So, yeah.
Valid.
Dude, rolls is about to advance. Hell I think yeah. Rolls is going to get this.
I also vote rolls.
Rolls can get it.
Huh. Rolling. God, Mike is going to be so mad. Yeah. All right, let's go to the other side of the bracket. Sweet potato casserole versus gravy. And for this one, I'm going to start with you, Jacob. Sweet potato casserole against gravy.
Keep it rolling with the gravy, man.
What say you guys? One vote for gravy.
I'll go with gravy then.
Two votes for gravy, Derek. Alec?
Yeah. So long, SPC. It's off to get that gravy train.
Gravy. By the way, from the 214, I just found out one of my regular customers is a fellow Tolo.
Look at that.
That is outstanding.
Did y'all kiss?
What?
Sometimes you can celebrate with a kiss.
Tolo, go.
I was just asking.
Man,
if that was the way that they did
it.
I didn't know how they decided to celebrate their newfound friendship.
I hate how quick you were with that because I was thinking the same thing.
See?
What?
Thank you, Alec. Same cycle.
Cool. Spread the love.
Our last quarterfinal matchup, I guess. Green bean casserole against stuffing and dressing. Jacob, you did a good job last time. I'm going to go to you again to start this off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Green Bay casserole is my one seed, so we're going to keep them rolling.
That's right.
Hey, be on the lookout for your phone. I'm going to send you a text in just a second.
It's going to be a middle finger for sure.
Alec, Derek, where are we going with this? Green bean casserole or stuffing and dressing?
This is tough. I'm going to go with the dressing.
Okay. What say you, Derek?
I'm all about stuffing.
All right, Corey, what do you say?
Stuff it.
I've always been a huge fan of stuffing. It was my two seed all along.
All right, so we've got a battle of the heavyweights in the semifinals here.
I don't think you're lying about that. This is amazing.
Rolls.
What a bracket, yes. Jess put together.
The only thing that would incredible. Change this is if you guys would have voted potentially for Ham. But there's only been four champions in the history of this bracket. Three of them are in the semifinals. Let's start with semifinal number one. The number one seed, Turkey, against the number five seed, Rolls.
Rolls.
Ooh. Alec, Derek.
Repeat champion.
Give me the bird.
Okay. Alec? Man, somebody's really upset about Rolls advancing. And it's not Mike.
You know what? Keep them flying. Bird. Give me the bird.
Be careful how you say that, though, here.
Hmm? The turkey. Fly, I am going to vote for Rolls.
Rolls, baby!
That means what? It's a tie.
I know. I accidentally wrote it.
He already wrote it in. Already. All right. All right. So we go to the Twitch, the YouTube, and the fan text.
Vote Turkey.
Is it the Rolls, the inaugural champion, or Turkey, the defending champion? To the other semifinal, no gravy versus stuffing / dressing.
Mm. I love a good gravy, but I also like a good stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Intense analysis,
man. You should
or dressing. Nothing like undressing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Undress your stuffing.
I mean, I can hit you with this pen from here.
It's I don't know if you could. Can.
I can for sure.
I am going stuffing all day.
Wow. That's a shocker right there.
Corey?
That is a shocker. What did he go with?
He just freaking said it.
The stuffing? Are you kidding me?
God bless America.
Hey, do you want one of these? You might want one.
I'm going to go gravy.
Okay. Alec?
That's a good pick.
Somebody said, I wait in anticipation for the show to go off the rails. And it's finally happened, Joel.
Alec?
Oh, man. What did you say, Corey?
It's one to one. And there's only been two votes. How could you lose track?
Well, he said, why are you looking at me? Gravy or
I'm sorry. Alec, it's two votes. It's one to one.
Rolls is
you
winning,
by the
way.
You just got me scolded. Sorry, and I'm not even the one that did it.
I was too focused on the 817 saying they want Parker's mouth gravy.
That's probably Parker.
Give me.
Dude, you can't do that. It makes noises.
It does.
Yeah, remember, I
needed
it.
You to know how
this is a
upset
professional show.
Yeah.
Give me the dressing.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to go to you it's back one to one in the one. Studio.
Why don't you vote?
Because those are both stupid.
You know it's one to one to one.
No, yeah, gravy is a side, not a food, and stuffing and dressing is gross. It's 2-1 stuffing dressing. What do you vote?
Here we go. Gravy train. Come on.
There we go.
God, it's you suck.
2-2, baby.
Both of our
really hate him, too.
Both of our semifinals.
Right now, yes.
We are already going to the people. Do you think we should go to Raw?
Rolls won, by the way.
Did it?
Yeah.
No, it did not.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
I thought Turkey won.
I'm not going to lie.
Turkey
Twitch
won.
Okay.
Twitch, it's.
I think y'all are lying.
The Rolls ran away with it on Twitch.
I think it's half and half.
Okay.
Rolls wins on Twitch.
Flip a coin.
Well, we have other people here.
Fight to the
or
death.
Or we could go. Jeez. Wait, how much?
Let's go.
Do you want to go to Ross?
Let's go. Get the fans. They came here.
Okay. You get the fans. Who wants? Just make noise. Who thinks Turkey should win?
Yes!
Who thinks Rolls should win?
That was weak. And Corey cheated.
I think Corey did cheat. I'm going to go with Turkey.
Wow. Yeah! And I already wrote it in.
Snuck it in there.
And already rolled it in.
All right. Are people voting gravy, stuffing, or dressing, or do you want to go to the people here again?
Gravy, 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 stuffing, 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 gravy, dressing, and stuffing are the same damn thing.
I still got rolls.
Yes, that's why they're on the same line. Yes, stuffing and dressing. That's why they're together. It's not stuffing against dressing. All right, should we go to the people?
Got to undress the stuff.
Oh, my God. All right.
Turducken is getting votes.
I want them to go turduck themselves. All right. Let's... If you vote for gravy and aren't on this show, let me hear you.
How about just a raise the hand?
That was weak.
If you vote for stuffing and dressing, let me hear you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There we go.
That's what I thought.
That is pretty definitive. You know, we spent a lot of time, did a lot of things, but when it comes down to it, it's down to the number one seed turkey against the number two seed stuffing and dressing. Huh. These two foods have won the last three brackets. Corey Majors.
That's like Shohei and Aaron Judge.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exhausting.
Exactly. But unlike MLB, where they're lazy and give two champion or two trophies to everybody.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. We only give out one
MVP, most valuable player.
Winner.
Right?
I'm voting turkey.
It's mostest.
You vote turkey.
Yep.
Derek? I want to see somebody else win. So go get it, stuffing.
Okay. Stuffing.
1-1.
Alec.
Did you say stuffing?
I'm waiting. Shoot. I'll be the decider.
Dang it.
Be ready to vote. that's what I'm hearing right now.
He's here. Your son
should I let
is
Brandon
here.
Vote?
Yeah.
Let's see. You know what? After a long thought process and speaking with my coaches, I've come to a decision.
Uh-oh.
I will be sending my talents to turkey.
Oh, my
Not
gosh.
Because I need a hair transplant. But
so we have 2-1 in like favor food. Of turkey right now?
Yes. Yep.
You know what that means. Stuff it.
Kevin.
It's been fun.
Turkey's going to take it home this year.
Oh, there you go. The winner of the food bracket 2025. Turkey. That's back-to-back wins for them. There's never been a three-peat in the history of the bracket.
No three-way, huh?
Just that, no. No.
Triple is that threat? Not?
I mean, that is also true,
mm-hmm.
but no
correct.
To that.
Yeah, you kind of were
See,
suggesting.
You know, we were talking about it's the same thing with mm-hmm. Mickey, like the sports words getting co-opted. These Thanksgiving words have been co-opted. You hear Derek over there being like, let me see those turkey breasts.
Yeah, let me dress
and
your stuff.
Let me get them breasts.
Yeah, like,
I got a stuff
show
to
me
dress
them breasts.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I do not know if that
the turkey
can fly
breast.
Without the
he,
turkey
he smokes foods on
connotation.
His
congratulations yeah. to turkey. We're going to kill you and eat you
Do we
tomorrow?
Get a speech?
Dude, do we? Yeah. How? When did those turkeys get pardoned?
Where's the turkey speech?
Oh, yeah. Did that ever happen?
They already get pardoned?
There you go. In case you wondered when I was
That was weird
it.
To watch.
Yeah, thanks.
I didn't like that.
Oh, Adrian Texan said, your children are listening.
Oh.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to email her my website.
Daddy thing. Will be home soon, guys.
Oh, my dear God. All right.
Nope.
Guess you're Coming up next. Hopefully we just go to network. But assuming we don't.
Is that it for you? You're done?
Hour 13. No, it's surely people listening are like, we can't let this continue. Coming up next, we move into hour number 13, and we will do part 3 of NFL overreaction or reality. We will do that next right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.